Well, welcome to Sweet Teen Tacos. I know it's kind of an odd name, but it's good for perfect for us because I am from Southern California and I like to cook, and that's kind of how my wife and I met. And she is a Southern girl, thus the sweet tea.
Hi. And I like to cook too. So we were looking for names for a podcast and originally thought about something for like foodies or whatever, and those categories are filled to the brim. And so we kept thinking and searching, and this seemed a good fit for us. It's very original and sums up both of us.
Mm-hmm. So to kind of start off, our first one, since we're starting in the summer here, we thought we would stop talking about summer vegetables.
Stop talking.
Yeah. Let me redo that one. So since we're starting in the summer, we thought we'd start to talk about summer vegetables, and since we're in the midst of those right now.
Yep. So,
when I grew up, growing up in California, vegetables were, to me, a side dish. It wasn't like, you know, hey, we're going to have all these vegetables, because we weren't vegetarians. We were just kind of eating regular American food. So mm-hmm. It was like some sort of protein main dish, and you had
maybe a starch, yeah, kind of like beans, yeah, or
you had
rice.
A starch, you had some peas or some green beans, or, you know, a salad. But, you know, there was always an accompaniment. Or you might make a zucchini bread. We did have a garden and stuff, but still, it wasn't like, I don't ever remember having these just big meals of nothing but vegetables. But here in the South, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, definitely. And it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with us being more vegetarian.
No, certainly not.
Because we sure love our fried chicken and fried catfish and all that.
Pork.
Pork chops and everything. But people, you know, have had vegetable gardens, and just they grow really well. And it's a long, long growing season. So, you know, people do all kinds of things. Of course, your standard tomatoes and lots of different kinds of beans. And then there's okra and just you name it. But I think we really enjoy our Southern veggies. And, you know, not as much maybe our generation or the generation below has grown up with that so much. Maybe if you grew up in a little bit more of a rural area. But certainly I, you know, had relatives that had gardens and things, and so, you know, grew up eating more that way. And my parents had grown up eating that way, where you just did a whole meal with veggies, and then, you know, you like slice a tomato and do the whole thing with the dollop of mayonnaise and a little salt and pepper, and you might have a pan of cornbread on the side. So really, really yummy.
Typically that looks like, for us, when we've done that, is, you know, it's generally a pea of some type, a field pea, a lima bean.
Black-eyed peas,
something like that. Squash.
Yeah, squash
generally,
and onions.
A yellow squash,
yes,
and onions.
Yes.
Then tomatoes.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes...
The fresh tomatoes.
And yeah, it would just be a sliced tomato with mayo, like you said. Sometimes corn or...
Yeah, like our kids really like the corn on the cob.
Yeah. But it's just such a huge amount of variety of vegetables.
And everything just tastes so fresh. Oh. You're satisfied. Right. You know, you don't need a meat
and
as
it's simple.
Those meals.
It's simple to cook, too.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's the thing that's amazing to me sometimes is just, you know, like, for instance, the one we were talking about, the one we did the summer was this little bitty yellow squash, real small, and onions. And I literally put those two things in a pot with a lid on it. I think you put a little bit of salt on it.
I did.
But we didn't put butter. We didn't put water. We didn't put stock. We didn't put anything in there other than that. And you let it cook, and it cooks down, and it all blends. But the squash was so sweet, and the onions were savory, and it was just...
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about it is you don't have to have a lot of seasonings. You're bringing out the natural.
Right, the natural flavors.
Yeah. And it's just such a variety. It's amazing to me always.
Yeah.
But
And another one that I really love is the fresh okra
and tomatoes. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's some kind of good. You know, we've all had bad cafeteria food where there was
slimy okra
or something. But when you do it right and it's fresh, there's just nothing better. So what are some of your other favorites?
Oh, goodness. I mean, it just, one thing I've always been amazed at is the...
That's our puppy dog.
That's our Scottish Terrier. It's investigating something. The variety of peas and beans. And then I'm always confused as the difference because you have one person call something a bean and it's pea and a bean.
Yeah.
But you have, you know, I can't even tell you how many varieties of beans. You go to the farmer's market and there's 8 million things of beans.
True. There's pole beans and those are more like green beans. Mm-hmm. And some people call them string beans. And then you got, you know, like your purple hulled peas and butter beans. And I mean, yeah, it's just, there's a lot.
Yeah, so that was amazing to me. I mean, you think about Southern food as very... you know, like you said, fried chicken and pork chops, this, that, and the other. But it's that's a really common thing. It's just during the summer when you have all this abundance. And the summer is a long summer.
It is.
Of, you know, all these vegetables and squash. Squash is a huge thing.
Did you grow up ever eating squash in California?
We did.
I know y'all ate zucchini.
We had a lot of zucchini, but it was the big honking ginormous zucchinis.
Right.
And we would just, it would pretty much either saute it or make a zucchini bread. That was really the only two things I can really remember making out of it.
Yeah.
We had corn, and we had like...
How did y'all fix it?
Just corn on the cob.
Uh-huh.
We didn't ever do cream corn. Fresh cream corn.
Do you remember the first time you've ever had...
I do.
Corn?
Yeah. Well, the first time I had homemade cream corn...
Yeah.
That's a different ballgame. You know, you can have bad cream corn all the time. But
yeah, I guess so.
The first time, I think you made it or your aunt made it or something. Man.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we had like green beans. But we had a couple different kinds of squashes, but we always did it the same way. We didn't ever stew it like we do here with which is, you know, it's really good. The other big thing about summer is not just the vegetables here, but it's the fruit.
Right.
Of course, number one being watermelon. Everybody thinks watermelon in the summertime in the South, which is importantly so, yeah.
Yeah, rightly so.
Yeah. But
yeah, and here in Mississippi, we have a county that's kind of famous for their watermelons,
Smith County watermelons, yeah. Everyone's looking for their Smith County watermelon.
Yeah, and even up in Jackson here, we can find them at just the grocery store sometimes, you know. Sometimes we have to go to the farmer's market to do that. But
so there's also a lot of folk tales or wives' tales or whatever how to choose the right watermelon.
Right. I had read not too long ago in a, it was a magazine. It's, I don't know how to describe it. Kind of a Southern magazine, but they were talking about the right way to choose. And they were saying that if you looked on the bottom where the watermelon sits and it's the lighter area, it said don't even bother if it's not like a manila folder color. But yet we had bought a watermelon, I think, like the next week that was Smith County. And it was not manila folder color. It was kind of a brownish tan or had some green. And it was one
good.
Of the best watermelons I've ever eaten. So some of that is
I think it's
true,
so hit or
not
miss.
True, whatever.
You know, you get people to thump it. You get people to shake it or smell it or hold it.
But I do think there's a little bit of an art to it. Mm. I mean, I like to knock it, and I have pretty good success with that. And I'll tell you, if I ever get one that's mealy, man, that just...
Yeah, it ruins it right there.
It ruins it. I don't like the mealy watermelons.
But yeah, to me, it makes sense. Like, and I do this with sweet potatoes. And that's kind of the thing, I don't know. I don't know if I figured it out or I read it or whatever. But to me, you go and you're picking out sweet potatoes. You got some that are heavy and you got some that are light. And to me, one that's heavy has more water content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sense. They say that. They say go for one that has right. some good it's weight heavier, to it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of, yeah. And I figure if it smells good and,
yeah.
and if it's got, you know, and now the thing about the little manila folder spot is supposedly that it's been out there sitting longer and had more time to ripen. I guess that's kind of the theory
yeah.
Behind that.
Maybe so.
But so the other thing, you got to do with it is you got to put it in a cooler and you got to get it yeah. ice.
You got to get it cold.
You put it in a cooler, cover it with ice for a day at least,
mm-hmm.
and it's ice cold. And then we just, our kids, you know, first time we did it, you know, you just slice it and you hand them, you put it on a plate with a knife and you give them a butter knife and it's like, what do I do with a knife? And you just slice off a little corner and pick it up and eat it.
Yeah, that's the way we always did it when I was growing up. We just had it on a plate, you know, like a wedge or something. Mm-hmm. And we'd take, like you say, a butter knife.
Yeah, it's just like
nothing
quarters,
with a real sharp right. edge, but just cut off little yeah. hunks, and then you just kind of fling the seeds mm-hmm. out of the way and don't fool with the seeds.
But yeah, you can eat a lot of watermelon. So it's like, you know, you hand somebody this quarter of a watermelon, they're looking at you crazy, but it, you know, it. It's a lot of, you know, seeds in it, and it's light, yeah. and so.
Yeah, and it is actually one of the healthiest foods mm-hmm. on the planet. It has a lot of nutritional value, and of course, then mm-hmm. you get a lot of good, obviously, water and fluid mm-hmm. when you eat it, so it's good for hydration and mm-hmm. everything. But I remember growing up, we had this chart that had all these nutritional foods, mm-hmm. and watermelon was, like, the most nutritional, whatever their categories and determining factors were. But I was always fascinated with that because it was so southern. It was like, well, yeah, I eat that anyway, so yeah. great.
Great. Don't have to twist my arm.
Yeah.
And the other big thing of summer fruits, at least where we are, is the berries. The berries come in this season here.
Yeah.
And you're always seeing people, you know, on Facebook or wherever.
Blueberries.
Blueberries.
Mainly.
Hey, I got blueberries. Come pick blueberries at my house because their berries have come in.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Which we haven't gotten to do in forever.
Yeah, we ought to go to one of those, you know, you pick them farms. Right. Yeah, they have several of those kind of down south, like down 49 south.
Right.
And
then you make a cobbler. That's kind of the thing to do.
But, yeah, so that reminds me of my growing up where my mom is from Southwest Mississippi. And so during the summers, we would all kind of congregate down there, usually for a week or so, all the family and cousins, and we'd have just a big time. But one thing that we would do was go out into the woods, and there's some areas where there were some wild blackberries, growing, and they were the little tiny ones. I mean, a lot of people probably never had those. Mm-hmm. They've just had those big honking things from the grocery store that are the size of your thumb and have the giant seeds. But the seeds are so tiny you can hardly taste them, hardly even know that they're there. And I mean, it takes a while to get a bucket full because they're so small. But we would all pick, and then we'd come back, and my aunt and my mom would wash them up and put them into a cobbler, and ooh, it's nothing better.
Mm-hmm. We actually had a berry bush in the back where we lived in California, yeah. but I don't know if we ever did a cobbler or if we did a pie. I don't remember what we would do with them. But no, it's just amazing the variety and the richness of the vegetables here in the summertime. It's amazing,
vegetables yeah. and fruits, yeah. And then strawberries now, they're yeah. more kind of a spring thing for us. More like March, mm-hmm. you know, and you hear about Louisiana strawberries and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people around here won't even eat strawberries past a certain month. Yeah. You know, they won't even buy them from the grocery store because they're like from somewhere else. Like,
right.
We won't name a state, but maybe out west. Anyway.
But yeah, no, so that's amazing. I mean, just like I said, the difference in the culture of coming here and vegetables being so prevalent, it's just not something you think of or you hear about a lot from the South, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You hear about a lot of good vegetables, but you don't hear about just people making all these entire meals out of yeah. vegetables. So there's really a lot of history of vegetarianism
yeah,
here.
In a way.
But it's not because they're trying to be vegetarians, it's just because that's right. what is in season and people eat what was in season, and a lot of people have gardens, and it's still a very rural area and
right.
people rely on that.
Oh yeah. And you know, there's a stereotype of like a lot of fried food, you know, like fried chicken and then fried okra and fried this and fried that. And there is a lot of that, and it's good.
Yeah.
But you don't have to go that way.
No,
you know?
But the iconic thing to me was the tomato sandwich.
Ah, yeah.
And I was introduced to that one time, and there was just, you know, of course it was some white bread, just some plain old white bread, processed white bread, and mayo and a tomato. And I, the guy was insistent that I have a tomato sandwich if I hadn't had one, and it was good, I will say.
Yeah.
Would have been better on a different bread, but
it,
that's kind of that classic summer tomato sandwich.
Yeah.
You know? So, but that's about summer vegetables, and we're going to talk more about kind of food in our lives and food in the South, and I don't know, just kind of talk about food because we love to cook. And so, and hopefully, you know, y'all can learn some stuff and we can share some stuff from the South. And
yeah, one more thing I want to add
okay.
is we're going to try to talk on the subject of grain free because I try to avoid grain with some dietary stuff, just with health concerns. And I've tried to avoid that for about 3 or 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always looking for some good alternatives to things with grain. Like, for instance, we did this summer. This was kind of a neat serendipity that we had with eggplant. We love fried eggplant, but...
You love
fried eggplant. I love fried eggplant. Do you not?
I do. I do. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it was one of my favorites growing up. One of my grandmothers would do that. But and then there's this restaurant down in South Mississippi that has it that's so
yummy.
Well
known for it, yeah.
But so I figured, well, let me just try some things. And so we did, let's see. Was it egg wash first?
Yeah, it was egg wash.
Then we used potato starch.
Yep.
Yeah, we breaded it in potato starch.
And almond flour.
And then almond meal or almond flour, like a really fine.
And it was great. I mean, to me, it was almost like a cornbread.
Yeah, batter. And then we, you know, of course, fried it. I fried it. One batch I did in an iron skillet with just some oil, and then another batch we did on another day in like a little small fry.
Right.
And they were both really, really good.
Yeah, if you didn't tell me that it was almond, if I didn't know, I wouldn't have been able to guess it was almond flour. And that's to me, I mean, I think a lot of people go out of their way to try to replicate things, sometimes more successfully than others. But, you know, to me, that's one of those things that works great.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, sometimes you hit the mark. I mean, then that's with cooking in general.
Right.
You know, even as a good cook, you have flops, but that was one that I felt like really came together for us, and I was excited about because I had not really been able to do fried eggplant for a long time, grain-free, and then there it was.
Yep. So we're going to talk about some of that and just some more Southern food specialties and some stories about just coming together as somebody from California and somebody from the South and those fun food experiments and, you know, cooking kind of brought us together. So it makes perfect sense to talk about it. And we're going to talk about some things about food traditions and such like that. So we appreciate you listening. And there you go. That's it for today.
All right.
Sweet Tea and Tacos.